right, let's go. It's Thursday, February 6th, 2025. Welcome to First Thing with Kevin Mano. Thanks for being here. It's a real quick look at all the headlines, and there's a lot going on right now, so let's get to it. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. This one is getting so much attention right now because it comes after a week of similar stories. Two planes hit each other on the runway at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport yesterday. A Japan Airlines plane struck the tail of a parked Delta plane. No injuries were reported, but passengers on both planes had to get off. After it happened, the FAA temporarily paused flights into the airport. They are investigating. The FAA is investigating, and Japan Airlines issued an apology. They said, quote, "We sincerely apologize to all involved for any inconvenience." Okay, on to sports. First, this is a big one in the sports world. President Trump signed an order yesterday banning transgender women from competing in female sports. Yesterday also happened to be National Girls and Women in Sports Day. In college basketball news, legendary broadcaster Dick Vitale, Dickie V, is returning to the booth this weekend. He's known as the voice of college basketball. It's going to be the first time in nearly 2 years he's called a game. I know he battled cancer in his vocal cords for a while. In January, he announced he was cancer-free, and he's going to be back behind the mic on Saturday for the Duke-Clemson game. That's a big deal. Now a couple stories out of the NFL. First, we just found out that the Rams are going to host the league's first ever game in Australia. That's coming in 2016. We don't know who they're playing yet, but they will be the designated home team there at the Melbourne Cricket Ground in Victoria. And lastly, another Super Bowl update, a controversial one. This one is everywhere right now. During the game, the field will not have the phrase "end racism" in the back of the end zone. In its place, it's going to say "choose love." A spokesperson for the league said, quote, "Choose love is appropriate to use in the Super Bowl as our country has endured in recent weeks the wildfires in Southern California, the terrorist attack in New Orleans, the plane and helicopter crash near our nation's capital, and the plane crash in Philadelphia." The opposite end zone is going to say, "It takes all of us." On to entertainment. First, in baby news, it's reported that Gisele Bündchen has given birth. This is her third child, and her first with her boyfriend Joaquin Valente, the jiu-jitsu instructor. The two of them were first rumored to be dating in November of 2022, and here we are. Congratulations. Also, Aaron Judge of the Yankees. He's a dad, another athletic baby out there. His wife Samantha just gave birth to a little girl, their first child. Congratulations to them as well. The Met Gala is coming up in May, and they just announced the theme and dress code for the event. Super fine, colon, tailoring black style. That's the theme. And the dress code is tailored for you. It's going to focus on menswear, and the theme invites creative interpretation. So really anything. They always give a dress code, and then somebody like Jared Leto shows up in just like a Halloween costume. I will say this is cool, though. It's the first time the co-chairs of the event are all black men. LeBron James, ASAP Rocky, Pharrell, Coleman Domingo, and Lewis Hamilton. Hoda Kotb is teasing her next project. She recently left Today on NBC, and she's apparently got something cooking in the wellness space. It seems this could include a company, a wellness app, retreats, and a podcast. And this new project of hers will include Joanna Gaines, who you might know from HGTV. That's all we know for now. Moving on to movie and TV news. Just a few things here. Another highly anticipated movie has dropped the trailer, Jurassic World Rebirth. Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali. And dinosaurs, they're in it too. The movie's coming out in July. It's going to be huge, and I've got that trailer up in our Instagram stories this morning at First Thing Pod. In TV news, The Empress is coming to an end on Netflix. They just announced that it'll be back for a third and final season. That's expected to be out in 2026. And tonight on your television, Fox has the 2025 NFL Honors. Snoop Dogg is hosting it. It's honoring the best players, performance, and plays from the season. On Hulu, it's the sixth season premiere of The Kardashians, and Netflix has the fourth season premiere of Sweet Magnolias. Okay, on to music. First, a heavy one. Music producer Irv Gotti just passed away. He was a co-founder of Murder, Inc. Records. He worked with Jay-Z, DMX, Ja Rule, Ashanti, and a ton more. It's unclear how he died, but I read that he's had a handful of health problems. Irv Gotti was 54 years old. In other news, Elton John and Brandi Carlile are working on a collaborative album. They just announced it and released a song at the same time. Who Believes in Angels, that's out there now. The album is coming in April, and they're going to play a one-off show, an evening with Elton John and Brandi Carlile in London. Now, two things about Billie Eilish. First, another possible collaboration. A Billie Eilish-Ariana Grande duet might be on the way. Billie just interviewed Ariana at a special screening of Wicked in L.A., and as they wrapped it up, they both agreed that they need to hit the studio together, so that might be coming soon. And she just released a new fragrance. It's called Your Turn. It's available, well, it's not out yet. It's available as of 9 a.m. Pacific time today at BillieEilishFragrances.com. Ozzy Osbourne and his band Black Sabbath have one more show on them. They just announced their final show. It's a reunion show with all four original members. It's happening in July, July 5th in the UK. Metallica and Slayer are both on the bill as well. That's cool. Ozzy said, quote, It's my time to go back to the beginning. Time for me to give back to the place where I was born. How blessed am I to do it with the help of the people whom I love. Birmingham is the true home of metal. It'll be the first time in 20 years that all four of those guys performed on stage together. In other concert news, the Bourbon and Beyond Festival was just announced. 4 days in September in Louisville, Kentucky. Fish, Noah Kahan, Sturgill Simpson, The Lumineers, Jack White, Benson Boone, Goo Goo Dolls, Third Eye Blind, Ringo Starr. I could keep going. It's a big one. I'll link the whole thing up in the stories if you want more details. And it looks like the K-pop group Blackpink are about to announce a big world tour. They're coming to town. They've teased a 2025 world tour, but have not released any dates or cities. Lastly here, the Jonas Brothers just popped into a bar's trivia night in Toronto, and the theme of the trivia night was Camp Rock. Those were their old movies. Camp Rock. I've got a video up if you want to see how that went down. That's also in the stories. Some additional headlines. First, in international news, a heavy one. There was a mass shooting in Sweden on Tuesday. This is very rare over there. 11 people lost their lives. That includes the gunman. It's being called the worst mass shooting in the country's history. It happened at an adult education center. As of now, authorities have not released a possible motive. Back here in the States, there is some gnarly weather out there right now, so be careful. Over 100 million people are under winter alerts. Ice and snow are going to make travel dangerous. 22 states could be impacted over the next day or two. The Great Lakes and Northeast will get hit the hardest. Be careful with those morning commutes this morning. A couple pieces of news regarding President Trump now. First, a Democratic congressman from Texas said he's filing articles of impeachment. He's accusing Trump of, quote, dastardly deeds. He's referring to Trump's recent comments about removing Palestinians from Gaza. But since the Republicans control the House and Senate, articles of impeachment will inevitably go nowhere. In similar news, a second federal judge is stepping in to block Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship. This judge said it, quote, conflicts with the plain language of the 14th Amendment, contradicts 125-year-old binding Supreme Court precedent, and runs counter to our nation's 250-year history of citizenship by birth. This issue is expected to eventually reach the Supreme Court. Now, in Valentine's Day news, we're getting closer. There's another animal shelter with another crazy promotion, a place called Heaven Can Wait Animal Haven. We'll neuter your ex for this special holiday. Not really, but for $25, they're going to name a feral cat after your ex, and they'll sterilize it, something they were going to do anyway. This way, they are raising funds, and if you really don't like your ex, you're going to get some sort of crazy satisfaction out of this. Have fun. Lastly here, I always end the show with some good news. The FDA just approved a new heart pump for kids that doctors say could save a whole lot of lives. I love it. February is American Heart Month. This thing is called the Impella 5.5. It's a cool name. It's the world's smallest heart pump that helps circulate blood. And you guys, it's crazy. Like, it's the size of a fingernail. It blows my mind. It's really meant to keep kids alive while they wait for heart transplants. And I guess it can be implanted without even opening the chest. I mean, truly incredible. Everything about it. I know it's crazy world we're living in these days, but we also have really great stuff like this. I love it. Gonna save a lot of kids. And the show is over now. Okay. All right. Thanks for being here. Hope you have a great Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. I've got one more show left in me, just like Black Sabbath. One more before I go under the knife. My surgery is Monday morning. Actually, I think later next week, my brother Ryan might step up and take over the reins of the show and do a couple episodes. So watch for that. We'll experiment with that. But for now, I am back tomorrow. We'll talk then.
Please tell your friends about this show.